Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 20th of July, 2015. The title, Dimensions. Probably once a month or so, I encounter a problem a client is having with dimensions. Be it the width of paper rolls, the fit of a pipe, you name it, dimensions are a big problem. Most seem to think that mere dimensions are beneath them, that having conquered calculus, arithmetic is child's play. Let me tell you, it is not, and dimensional mistakes, particularly on a construction site, are probably the largest cause of back charges and overages. Face it, we live in a three-dimensional world and everything has to fit. Some things have to fit better than others, but be it a couch going through your front door or the use of a long radius elbow when a short radius elbow was what would fit and was planned for on that pump suction, dimensions matter. When I was young, I ran an operation detailing steel. This was before computer-aided design. The process went like this. You would get single-line drawings from the structural engineer specifying beam and column sizes, types of joint connections. Then, as a detailing shop, you had to make drawings of every piece. Those pieces are never assembled until they get to the job site, and the erector's attitude and expectation is that everything will fit.
And now let's pause a moment for this commercial message.
Hi, Caleb. I just finished the latest issue of Paper Times 2000. Want to read it?
What for?
Well, here is an article on a new machine startup at Dynamic Paper in Lahti, Finland.
That's old news.
How about an article on a fire at Pleasant Paper in Holyoke, Massachusetts? Seems there are some things here we need to know.
That happened 6 weeks ago. We have already discussed it in my department.
Well, do you remember David Felder, who used to work here? I see he was promoted to a headquarters job at New Zealand Paper Adventures.
Gosh, Shirley, that happened 4 months ago.
Suddenly, I am feeling out of date. How are you so on top of the news, Caleb?
I go to Pappardello Publications with Nip Impressions, Paper Money, and Pulp and Paper Radio International. I get the news when it happens, not on some publishing schedule.
Really?
Yes. News, analysis, opinion, and insight served up fresh daily on newsletters, websites, internet radio, and via LinkedIn. I can get most of these on my phone. They even have a service called SimulTweet. Pappardello's everywhere.
Wow, how do I sign up?
Just go to nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button at the top.
Caleb, don't you feel a bit ashamed getting your pulp and paper news electronically?
Shirley, we have to keep up to keep ahead of the competition. I like to think we use paper when it's smart to use. In fact, when people ask me this kind of question about paper use, I direct them to twosides.us. Not related to Pappardello, Two Sides does have the answers on intelligent paper usage today.
Wow, Caleb, I've learned something. Pappardello for the latest news, Two Sides for intelligent paper usage.
If you want to get the news when it is fresh, go to www.nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button in the top navigation bar. Served up fresh daily. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
In our shop, we did everything but from paper machine buildings to high-rise skyscrapers. I calculated that a 50-story building had at least 100,000 bolted connections. It was humanly impossible to get more than 98% of those exactly correct using normal care, custody, and concern. That meant you had 2,000 missed holes for which they backcharged you in the late 1970s, $50 per hole for missing one on a project where you were only paid $40,000 to start with. Great business. At that rate, you would only lose $60,000 per project. We learned how to be very careful with dimensions and checking and double-checking dimensions. We also learned how to negotiate back charges with great skill. I am old-fashioned, but I think everyone should have to spend at least 3 months early in their career in some sort of assignment that deals with dimensions. It might even be basic bookkeeping. I particularly think that this would be very instructive for people with advanced degrees, although I think those with Bachelor of Science degrees should have this experience as well. It is only arithmetic, yet it is humbling when it is thrown at you in volumes and you are accountable for it being absolutely correct and the tolerance for error is measured in the 1/100th of a percent. Automatic slitters have largely solved the arithmetic problem on roll slitting. We used to see a great deal of errors in this area, too. In one mill in which I worked, where they set the slitters with ordinary carpenter's retractable tape measures, the sales service manager was going nuts trying to slit rolls to the tolerance at which they were being bought and without gross errors. It was the largest complaint by far that we received in that mill. Yes, our customer's biggest complaint was imprecise roll width. So be it bookkeeping, construction, maintenance, or papermaking, don't look down on the people who must deal with the nitty-gritty dimensions of your world. Dimensions are important, and even in this day of powerful computers, many dimensions still require manual input from humans. Do you agree or disagree? You can take our quiz online this week and let us know how you feel. For safety this week, correct dimensions, sometimes expressed in the form of threaded fittings, can make a difference between success and disaster in a safety incident. Are you sure, for instance, that all your fire Siamese connections are compatible with the local fire department pumper trucks? This is just one of many places to start. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.